This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
I don't know until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week. And then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays for Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Looking for the final out here in the fourth. And he's going to get it. He strikes out Adley Rutschman, his third strikeout of the ballgame.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody.
What is happening?
Today's the day.
Today's the day, baby.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
We've been waiting months.
Counting down for this day.
Weeks.
Big day.
Some have flocked here for it.
Oh, people are flocking today.
Yeah, some might say the planets are aligning for today.
Oh, today is the day they're aligning.
Today is a dirty pole release for the first time in 2025.
We got a dirty pole, baby. We got a dirty pole. I cooked it up. We even got a graphic this year. We got a dirty pole graphic to tweet out today.
Yeah, the 2025 college football top 12 dirty pole. We have changed this year. We've tweaked it a little bit.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. The dirty pole had a rough year last year. The dirty pole was in a bit of transition. The dirty pole didn't know what the dirty pole wanted to be. Am I predicting the playoff? Am I doing end of the season rankings? Am I just doing a top 10, top 12? Am I conference champions automatically in there? The dirty pole didn't know what its identity was, and it went through a little bit of a crisis, as the entire sport did. 12 teams, what's the format going to look like?
Sure.
We have settled on what the dirty pole format will be.
Yeah.
And that is just the top 12 teams in the country.
Okay.
That given week,
okay.
Not predicting to, you know, this team will win a conference championship and get in the playoff. But the playoff's 12 teams, so we're doing a top 12, and the top 12 will be unveiled today.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm excited for.
Found our identity.
You know, I saw, Venus and Jupiter aligning this morning on my drive in. You're going to see all these six planets line up. And I was like, you know what? It's just right in the universe right now.
Just the stars are aligning. I keep forgetting to look up on my drive in. I keep forgetting we got planets out there that I could see.
It is. I'm kind of curious about this. I know we drive in early, and some people, you know, are different when they wake up.
Sure. They're all over the place.
Are you zoning out, looking forward, like ignoring light colors?
Basically, Is that a green light, red light? I don't know, but I went through that intersection.
Because those two planets are pretty bright.
Pretty bright up there.
And they're standing all alone out there.
Maybe it's a height thing. Maybe I'm not tall enough to see them. You know, when I look
up,
I don't quite see all the way up there. What planet is that? Just like it's another star. I don't know what's going on.
It is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I bet it looks pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I'm going to try and check it out. Do they go away today? Do I still see them later tonight? Can I see them tomorrow?
Well, it starts today.
Okay, starts today.
So yesterday and the day before, you could see the two planets left and right of each other.
Okay.
But today you drive in, and now one is on top of the other.
Oh, they're on top. We got a top and a bottom.
Aligning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, how long, do we know which one's on top of the other one?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would assume the farthest one is on top of the closest one, so that would be Jupiter on top of Venus, I would guess.
I mean, that's how we all would have pegged it, right? Probably how that relationship goes.
Yeah, let me make sure I got my planets right.
Yeah, make sure you get your numbers correct here.
Can you name all the planets?
No, not even close.
Really?
Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn. Is Pluto still a planet?
Pluto's always in and out.
Is Pluto in? Are they out right now? Where are we at on Pluto?
It was in, it was out, they brought it back.
Have we welcomed them back to the club yet?
It's an ice rock.
Okay. What am I missing?
You missed Mercury.
Mercury. Now. Yeah, I can't miss Mercury.
How dare you?
I mean, Mercury's a big deal.
Let's see. I think you named him.
Did I get
him? Yeah, you said Uranus, right?
No, I did not.
How do
the
you,
funniest
how did
one?
You not say
how did
Uranus?
I not name Uranus?
There is one.
That's the best planet out there.
Did you say Earth?
I thought that was given. I thought that was a given fact. You know, I know about Earth. I'm familiar with Earth's game.
One more you're not, you haven't named.
Is it the moon? Is that considered a planet? No, that's a moon.
It's a moon.
No.
Don't look at me like that, Mr. Geology over there.
Geology.
What are you studying, rocks now? Get the hell out of here with this nonsense. Let's talk some football. What else am I missing? What other planets out
there? Starts with an N.
And Neptune.
There you go.
Hey,
correct Monday. Nailed
them all. I'm dialed in today, baby.
I'm trying to find. I can't find if it's confirmed whether or not.
I keep going back and forth.
Pluto's a planet.
All the science nerds argue about it constantly.
Well, they've brought it in, and then they've taken it out, and they've brought it back in.
No, it's not. And
why do we have to make it so confusing? Why do the nerds have to ruin this? This is like analytics in baseball. It's just, it's
you
a planet.
Nine,
it's out there.
You have
nine.
Size,
they're all in a line.
Distance,
nobody
it
cares.
Has to do with...
Nobody cares. Get the nerds out of here. It's out there. It's a rock. It's floating in the space. It's a planet.
This
is like our Australia's an island thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's surrounded by water. It's a big island, but it's technically an island.
It's a pretty big deal.
It's a pretty big aligning is a big deal.
I didn't care about this until I got to college. I didn't realize that I was kind of a nerd until I got to college.
Just with space or a nerd in general?
Well, I took an astrology class. Not astrology.
Astronomy.
Astronomy. Sorry. You know, they're kind of the same thing in many ways. Stars aligning, the names of them.
It's all very similar.
I took an astronomy class in college, and I was going into it with a certain idea of what the class would be like, and I walked away going, damn, that was really cool.
That was pretty cool. Learned a lot. It stuck too, clearly.
It did. I'm always fascinated by it. We had an extra credit day where you got to go to the building at night and you just look through the telescope and you learn about these planets and these star alignments, and basically I failed the first exam, and so I'm like, yo, I'll be there.
I'll take this extra credit.
And there was like nine other kids up there, and we just all took turns, and I was just like, wow. And you tell me about the star colors and what the color, burning from the star, what it indicates, the life of a star. I'm like, oh my God, am I into this?
I think you're into this right now.
I had no idea I was into this.
I guess that's what we learned. Somebody said there's a Sky Guide app now that you can, I guess, look at planets through an app and it tells you what they are.
So there's an app that's really cool, and I think it's the same one, but my cousin has it, so we can go on these glamping trips. We'll be around the fire at night, and we'll see satellites all the time because there's 100,000 satellites. And he puts his phone up to an area of the sky dirt, and it sees it through the camera, and it will highlight on this app what constellation you're looking at or what planet it is. It's kind of crazy.
That's pretty badass. The technology behind that is mind-blowing for an idiot like me. They have that, too, with, like, plants and stuff. Like, there's apps that you could just take a picture of a plant, and it tells you what kind of plant it is. If you're going on a walk and you're like, that looks nice, that flower looks nice, I want that in my backyard, you just take a picture of it or scan it on your app, and then it tells you what it is, and you know what to go by. That technology blows me away. People, are saying it's Jupiter and Mars, and Mars is the bigger one.
Well, okay. Because I'm looking at this chart right here.
Okay.
So Mercury's the lowest one
uh-huh.
because it's the closest to the sun. So
yes.
It's the bright one closest to the bottom.
Everybody knows that.
Up top.
Yes, up
when
top.
When you look up.
It's the big one.
Yeah. That's when you start to see the other ones.
That's when you see the other big
one. It's going to be pretty crazy when they fully align.
I'm hoping that I remember to do this tomorrow. If
you're
it's
not,
still out there, I probably won't.
You don't care.
Is it going to be clear tomorrow? Are we going to have cloudy skies? It is going to rain pretty soon, so maybe the...
Is that still the forecast?
The vision is blocked. Yeah, I think it is.
Damn it.
Next couple of days.
Let's go to the coast.
Yeah, Friday looks to be...
Friday, Saturday.
Damp.
Awesome. The days I'm at the beach.
Friday and Saturday.
That's cool.
Friday, Saturday.
Who doesn't want to go to the beach in August when it's been 100 degrees and catch the 2 days it rains?
It's going to be delightful. You'll be all right.
God.
Go hang out in the rain on the beach?
It better not rain next week. Like, if it rains for Hood to Coast weekend, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I think that's the catch for you, though. You'd rather have rain at the beach than you would Hood to Coast, I'd imagine, right? Running in the rain would probably suck for four different legs if it's raining all weekend. One leg might be nice, like a little bit of a cool-off.
Yeah, see, people say that.
Damn me down.
I did it last year. Like, I actually disagree with the take.
Mm.
I don't enjoy running in the rain.
You don't like being wet?
I'd rather be in the hot sun.
Yeah.
Because the vibes of the event are a little down when it's rainy.
It kind of ruins every vibe of every event ever.
Any moment ever, really.
What event is upgraded by rain? Not many of them out
That's a great question. What event is upgraded by rain?
Watching my grass grow, I guess, if you need to water your
gardening.
Lawn. Gardening. That's aided by a little bit of rain. Other than that, the vibes are going to be down.
So good morning. We got a dirty poll Wednesday here. The release of the dirty poll, the top 12.
Yes.
Controversial. I got the sneak peek of the dirty poll yesterday.
Yeah, we're taking it's a couple of flyers on teams.
Now,
is this as of right now, or is this a projection?
As of right now, going into the season, okay. Top 12 teams in the country.
I sent you two images yesterday.
You did.
Did you get it?
We just got
revised.
The one. We got the one Beavis face on there.
I don't think that's... Why did you not do the other one?
Because it had a 1080 logo in it, and he said it looked
weird.
Are
we on 1080 AM?
We're still
on 1080.
Okay,
yes.
What's the problem?
You know, ditch.
Don't take shots at me. I'm grinding over here, making dirty polls, emailing Jake back and forth. We'll see if we can get a final revision.
Just cut your head off of the other image.
Is he coming in today for our show, or is he on another show today?
No, it's tomorrow.
No, he would be, yes.
Well, he'll needs be in by 9:30. It'll be back end of the show.
He needs the color photo.
We need the color photo in there?
That the one you showed me is terrible.
It's the one you sent me to put in.
I sent you two images, and I told you to tell him to use the color one, not the black and white one.
I sent them both to Jake. I said, could you put either of these in the graphic? He sent me back the one with the Beavis one. I said, okay.
Because he didn't want to do it again.
He probably didn't want to do three
different
ones.
He did the one, and he said, here you go. Shut up, leave me alone.
We actually did two, because he did the first one, and it didn't have my picture on it. Then you wanted my picture on it, so I sent him the pictures, and then he did another one. So he made two of them. I don't think he wanted to make three.
Okay. Well, you know.
That was the hang-up.
Look, I appreciate the effort to make a graphic for the situation. It's a big event.
Yes, we have a graphic ready to go.
But we need the color photo on that
thing. I'll see what I can do.
Get on that.
I'll get on that. I'll send him a text. I'm sure he's awake at 6:10 a.m.
Well, on the days he's supposed to come in here, he's not in here till 8 a.m.
I'm sure he's ready to go. I'm sure he's dialed in, ready to edit some photos for me.
He's not embraced this time slot.
No,
he certainly hasn't.
He is not a morning guy. No. He does not like being here for our show.
Well, you know who else doesn't like to be here for our show? The 55 to 65-year-old woman demographic.
Yeah, we had a call complaint I heard yesterday.
Yeah, I caught this on primetime. Evidently, on the day of our flip, when we introduced, hey, we're 105.1
The Fan. Yeah, there was not any warning for those that were regular listeners of 105.1.
Well, what would you do to warn?
Hey, it's going away.
T-minus 2 days. 2 days till
final
big changes.
Countdown.
But I could imagine us right there at 6:00:30.
What?
6:30 after after the...
You mean 6:02 in the Rose City?
That too.
Yeah, there you go.
Might be a little shocking to the system.
Expired!
Enjoyed Portland's bestie for a few months.
Well, so this woman calls into primetime.
I wonder if she's
still
listening.
Or not primetime. She calls into an Odyssey 800 number that she gets.
Yeah. The complaint calls go directly to our big boss.
Yeah, we don't have a receptionist anymore or
no.
A front desk.
Well, I have questions to our boss. When did you get this call? Why were we not alerted of it?
I'd love to hear people complaining about our show.
It's clearly a complaint about our show.
Yeah, right out of the gate in the morning, it was these guys, what's going on here?
Well, I don't think it was specific. It was just, where'd my music
no,
go?
No, you didn't catch it, though, did you?
Oh.
Did you hear it?
No, I have not heard it.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
it specifically was, this show sucks.
I heard the show this
wow.
morning, and...
I don't, and then her phone cuts out.
Yeah, right when it was about to get good, I wanted to know what her criticism was of the show. Then the phone call just cut out.
I text Buck and I said, is there more to that call? And he goes, no, legitimately, her phone just somehow dropped on the voicemail right as she says, I don't. And you can clearly tell she's going to say, I don't like the show.
Well, also, there's a follow-up that I guess she called back in. And then they had, or he called her back. There was another level of communication.
Another exchange.
But I don't know. I've not heard how that level of communication went. If it was a voicemail, I'd love to have access to the voicemail.
We'll invite her.
If it was
a
conversation, I'd love to hear how the conversation went. Have we won her over? It's been about 3 weeks. Have we?
Not a chance.
You don't think we've won Gladys over?
We haven't won my sister-in-law over. She was a little shocked. And
she's out. She's still out on the show.
And she,
give him time.
Your sister-in-law is out on our show?
Yeah.
You got great family over there.
We're like a wart. We'll just grow on you.
So she used to listen to Bella.
Yeah, she enjoyed Bella.
She liked Katy Perry.
Drive to work, yeah,
Taylor
or whatever.
Swift.
The same pop songs, yes, like 80 times every exactly 2 hours. Coming up
shake
next,
it off, shake it off.
Another Taylor Swift song.
All right, that's what I need in my morning.
You say, don't be mad at us. You guys are the problem of not listening to this station more. Yeah, that's why the flip happened.
More of you. There's more of us.
How do we make this thing work a little bit better? Let's put our sports station on there.
Yeah, so we can't reach out to this woman because I think Primetime's legitimately trying to call her back to get her on in the club.
Okay, now we got show beef. This was a complaint of our show.
Well, there's no show beef.
No,
yeah, we got
they
show
can
beef.
Reach out to us. There are two phone
I just told
lines.
Buck, if you don't end up following up, because I was listening to this live and Sukanik finally said, I want to talk to this woman, because I was like, if they're not going to go that way, we will.
Oh, yeah.
I want her on, and I want you to go, your top five things you hate about our show.
Yeah,
go.
Could you fire away. What's the worst part of the show?
But they're going to go for the guests, so I'm not going to, you know.
No.
Some people around here like to step on toes with other shows'
no, we
guests.
Don't. We no, we respect. Once you are going down the rabbit hole, we'll let you get to the bottom of
so
the hole.
So we will hopefully catch her on the club and listen to how she describes how bad the show
we'll
is.
We'll reprise the conversation if they're able to get it for you.
We'll pick up the audio.
It.
If it happens, we'll pick up the audio. Yes. We'll play it.
I might be judging here, but I'm putting her in that 56 to 68 demographic.
Ooh, I thought it was older than that.
It's a little old vibe.
The sound of the voice and the way that she starts
hi
the call. It's like
I'm just calling in.
Which, you know, good for her listening to modern contemporary music. I'll give her a tip of the cap on that regard.
We won't call her a Karen.
No. She's
no
listening to modern pop music.
That's right.
She's a Marge.
She's a bit of a Marge.
Yeah.
You got a Marge vibe.
She loves her Taylor Swift.
I would have thought, you know, we'd be alerted to that voicemail because I'm genuinely into it.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to know how many more there are. Is that the only one? That can't be the only one.
I think they said
there has to be more voicemails that were left.
I think they pointed out to highlight the, like, why we flipped is, like, I think that was one of the only things they got.
Yeah. Well,
everybody else was just like, oh, and either stayed or they went, I need more music.
Or I'll find those same songs on 80 other different radio stations.
Or well, different service, know, whatever.
Yeah, or a different service.
A million different ways you can find that music.
I mean, Apple Music exists, Spotify.
Hey,
you can't get this just anywhere.
No, you can't.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but I will pretend that it is, okay?
If it makes you feel any better, Gladys, I think our show sucks, too. I want to complain about it also.
You should call in.
These guys are idiots, man. What the hell? We put these dumbasses on the air.
This is Andy in Portland. I don't know who leads the show off, but I really hate it.
Really ruining my mood on a Wednesday over here.
Well, it's a hump day. It's a Dirty Pole edition, so we'll get to the Dirty Pole today. There's a lot to discuss. We're going to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, folks. Well, we're going to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but to talk about Green Bay. Because the Packers might be in quarterback injury territory.
Not what you want to have happen in training camp where a guy goes down and needs thumb surgery.
I also have a question about Green Bay's coach.
Oh.
I think if you catch a theme from this show once in a while, we talk NFL, you catch my kind of, my favorite team's coach has like an established track record of success, but the minute he has a little bit of a down point, we wonder aloud, is he still a good coach or should we fire him? And then he comes back with a great season. There's a coach in Green Bay that I'm quite literally asking,
what's he done?
I mean, he's been good.
Yeah.
The level of good is debatable.
It's quarterback conversation. Some coaches, for some reason, are hyper.
Yes. Some people skate on certain criticisms.
And some are just like, oh, he's a really good coach. Has he won a Super Bowl? No. Has he been to one? No. Has he blown an NFC title game? Yeah. Okay.
I made this joke the other day. Not everybody's graded on the same curve, and it cracks me up.
And Nick Sirianni is the dumbest coach ever.
He wins a Super Bowl.
Stumbled into two Super Bowls.
He's like, hey, look at that. He's been to two, and he's won one of them. That's pretty remarkable. I made the joke the other day, and mark my words, this will happen. If Oregon goes 9-3 this year, the question at the end of the season will be, has Lanning regressed? They didn't make the playoff.
You think that'll be a real thing?
I think that would be a legitimate thing. Miss the playoff. This from 13-0 to 9-3. And if Lincoln Riley goes 8-4, the take will be he's heading in the right direction. Mark my words if that happens. I don't think it's going to happen, but mark my words. That will be the conversation.
That's the Knicks got to the East Finals. You're fired. Blazers win 36. Here's an extension.
That's right. Different standards for different people, man.
Absolutely. Let's start with NFL camp check-ins. We didn't get to much of that yesterday. So we'll start there on this Wednesday edition, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Just want some of the listeners to think it went back to music for a second. They're like, oh my God.
They got canceled after the first
segment.
It's
out. It's done.
Gladys won. Get those idiots off the air.
Get to Statter Story today. We may need to talk about how Shohei Ohtani is kind of a shady character. At least he's around a lot of shady things. And I don't know if this is random coincidence.
I don't know how many of these you can have before there's like, maybe he's part of the problem here. His interpreter's just stealing tens of millions of dollars from his bank account, and he's never noticing it. Been friends for a long time. Really? No clue? Should've if he was an average baseball player, would the same conclusion have been reached by Major League Baseball?
If he was an average baseball player, he would not be involved in $240 million dollar real estate deals.
Sure. But if he was an average Japanese baseball player whose interpreter was caught illegally gambling on games, do you think baseball is just, oh, he had nothing to do with this?
I don't know.
They can't lose Shohei Ohtani.
No, they cannot.
He's the face of the sport.
He had a game-tying home run last night.
And then he hit into a triple play. He's allowed to do whatever he wants to do. And yes, he is an absolute shady character.
Can I ask you something very quickly?
Yeah.
You're derailing my football segment.
Apologies.
Actually, I kind of did, and then I teed you up for it. You said something right there, and I don't know why this bothered me. I was watching SportsCenter last night before I hit the hay. And I saw the highlights of the Dodgers-Angels game that ended with the Angels beating the Dodgers again in the 10th inning with a walk-off.
Yes.
I'm curious, why do we phrase the term, he hit into a triple play? It's phrased as if Shohei Ohtani did something very stupid.
Mm.
Did you? I think the triple play highlight itself, I'm like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
It's like
one of those.
That's
what all triple plays are. It's not usually a thing that you do wrong as a hitter. It's
right.
Just rough luck because you hit it right where you're not supposed to.
I do feel like the phrasing of that, like Shohei Ohtani hit into a triple play, is like as if Shohei Ohtani's an idiot.
Well, how else would we phrase it? Shohei Ohtani caused a triple play?
No, the Angels had a triple play. I would say the other team had a triple play. How often does the batter do something where you go, oh, so-and-so, did you see him hitting that triple play? It's like, He hit a liner. The guy touched the base, threw the ball real quick back to the
yeah,
other
that
base.
It was a bang, bang, bang drive. The guy, he happened to hit it right to the guy.
The Angels turned a triple play.
The Angels turned a triple play.
Yeah. With Shohei Ohtani at the plate. The illegal, cheating, gambling bastard who should be banned from baseball for life.
I'm just saying.
For his illegal contract and his gambling on sports, allegedly.
That should have been our very first tell that he was there was something off about him is when he did that contract.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'll take $800 million in like 15 years. Like, what?
Let's also not act like the interpreter spending, stealing his money and transfers of accounts. Like
he had no idea, Dirk.
Well, he had no idea.
Millions of dollars yes. being transferred. He had no
idea. People transfer money in and out of my accounts all the time without me noticing.
My wife does.
Either the most naive, aloof superstar
If he played for the Giants, what would your answer be?
Or he's the skeeviest.
This guy's a criminal. Put him below the jail, not behind bars. Put him below the jail. That's where he belongs.
We got some NFL news to get to. One guy admitting out loud exactly what we've been saying about him. This was one of those, like, just saying the quiet part out loud now.
Yeah.
That's where we're at with this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad this got... I've had this in my notes. I was going to send it this morning, and I got in, and I saw... Okay, I knew that this would get pulled.
Let's start with this, because we're already against it on the clock. Here is Adam Schefter. Cam Hayward. Stud defensive lineman for the Steelers. He is 36.
Yeah, son of Ironhead.
Had a great career. All-time Steeler.
Yeah, he's watching all his teammates get paid and says...
Everybody's getting that bag, except he wants his contract reworked. He's basically saying out loud, I won't play the regular season if you're not going to do this. Here's Adam Schefter on the Cam Hayward situation.
Cam Hayward, I believe he's 36 years old, and he's playing at an incredibly high level. So he knows there probably aren't that many more years for him to get taken care of, and he wants to be taken care of because his salary ranks him, I think, as the 36th highest paid defensive lineman or defensive tackle. He's due to make $14 million. He wants a raise, and he basically said as much yesterday.
Is he going to get a raise? If anybody's going to miss a game for this, I do believe him.
He will.
At that age. This is so hard. I see both sides of the argument, right? On the one hand, you have a player who played at an all-pro level last year. He told the organization when he signed his contract last summer, if I play at an all-pro level, I'm coming back to you and asking for more. And they said, 100%. Absolutely, we get it. Okay, haha. And now here he is. And I also see the Steelers side of it and also Cam Ward's comments earlier this offseason about
Hayward.
About Aaron Rodgers, either you're in or you're not. Like, you're either on the team or you're not on the team. Get your ass in here or you're not on the team. Either with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
And now I'm holding out 3 weeks before the first game because I want more guaranteed money in my deal because I'm 36. He deserves a pay raise. I don't disagree with that. How you structure it for a guy his age is incredibly complicated.
Yeah.
And he just signed a contract last summer.
Yep.
Like, you just signed a deal.
I know.
But he should get more money. It's just, it's a weird back and forth. I don't think ultimately he's going to get it. Pittsburgh's had a unique offseason. They had the Watt holdout, not holdout, but they had to get that deal done. The Rodgers stuff that drug on.
Well, you brought in Jalen Ramsey.
You brought in DK Metcalf. Very busy offseason, and now it's like all of a sudden you want a new deal on top of it. Like, where was this request 4 months ago when we were talking about this? Why are you waiting until basically the season has started?
Was it Julio or was it a different receiver a few years back that did this? They signed a deal, and like a year after the first year of his contract, he was doing this. He was like, I want a new deal.
Might have been Julio Jones.
I think it was Julio because receivers were suddenly getting paid at a higher clip.
He signed his deal a year too soon and then...
Yeah, and he was like he was into year one of like a four-year deal and he's like, I want a new deal. And they're like, we just gave you a contract.
And Steeler fans are, as they usually do in most cities, and I don't think it's always right, but they usually end up turning against the player and they're pointing out like, dude, you got $13 million guaranteed coming your way this year, whether you play it down or not.
Yeah. He's also 36.
And you're 36 like, years old.
He's a good player.
He's a very good player.
But
on a very good defensive team and a very good defensive line.
It's a weird situation to be in. I don't envy them.
Yeah, if he ends up... I think with all of these, you ingest them of, all right, is this going to be something that lingers on? Is this going to be a problem for the organization long term? The vast majority of them don't end up getting to that point. The vast majority of them either end up coming back and playing.
He's a lifelong Steeler, too.
He's a lifelong Steeler. The season's a couple of weeks away. Like, you're telling me push comes to shove for week one, 36, one more kind of go-around with Aaron Rodgers being your last year. I don't give much stock in them winning a ton this year, but is he really going to hold out for the season? I doubt it.
More NFL camp stops. We got some nuggets, an injury update. We got somebody saying the quiet part out loud, and we had a contract agreement. Just break before our show, so we'll get to all that coming up next. We roll on with some NFL camp check-ins.
Just before the show, it was announced in Buffalo, they reached a contract agreement with James Cook, the running back who was holding in and hoping to get that money. James Cook, a really good player for the Bills. Here was WGR in Buffalo reacting to the news breaking.
I am not scared off by this amount of money. $12 million a year for a running back. It puts him up there, but he'll get passed a couple times. And the good teams, this is to me the number one point. It's always been, yes, they have a great offensive line. Yes, they have a great quarterback. I need Allen to have the potential for, and in this case, maybe the actual existence of, elite playmaking ability around him. And if they had just walked from Cook, my best thing they had in that department was what?
So James Cook gets a four-year, $48 million deal from Buffalo. $30 million of that is guaranteed. They have paid their running back.
Makes sense, man. I mean, here's a guy. I think the inclination was there yesterday when he returned to practice. He was already a hold-in to begin with, so he wasn't missing days. He was just standing on the sideline, and I believe yesterday he returned to practice. And so it's kind of like, all right, there's something on the horizon of like, hey, we're almost there. Can we get back on the practice field? We got a game coming up in a couple of weeks. He's 25 years old, about to turn 26, so he's not that old for a running back. He's only been in the league for 3 years. It's not a seven-year deal. It's a relatively short-term deal. This was one that had to get done for Buffalo. They've moved on from other playmakers, Stephon Diggs most notably. They've been looking for that identity. I thought they found it last year as a team clearly built around Josh Allen and James Cook running the football. He had a great season last year. He's been over 1,000 yards all 3 years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. 16 touchdowns last year, was tied for first in the NFL. He's a great receiver out of the backfield, too. Like, he's maybe their best playmaker outside of Josh Allen. And so getting that deal done made sense. They had to do it. And it seemed like both sides were on very good terms throughout the entire process of the hold-in, returning to practice. It wasn't contentious. And they got a deal done, and it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I kind of think this is a rare win-win. Like, I think the team got a great deal for a player that's very dynamic. And I think the running back, he got $30 million guaranteed. If he stays healthy, he's going to see the full 48 here.
Right.
He is the sixth highest paid player on that team.
That's pretty remarkable.
That's surprising. I mean, like, I know 48's not a ton.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you would have said, you know, you obviously know one of the players paid more than him.
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Can you name the others?
I'm assuming a couple of offensive linemen.
No offensive linemen.
No offensive linemen, really?
None. No, there's actually three defensive players and Josh Allen and one more offensive player that I didn't know was making as much as he got. I'd forgotten the contract.
Who's the other offensive player making that money?
Shakir.
Ah.
4 years, $53 million.
I mean, that's a good deal for a wide receiver. He's a stud.
Terrell Bernard has a four-year, $50 million deal. Christian Benford, their DB, is a four-year, $76 million deal. And Greg Russo is 4 years, $80 million. And then you've got Josh Allen.
Interesting. Yeah. Sixth highest paid player. They're a very well-built football team.
I feel like they're managing... I feel like Brandon Bean's doing a really good job here. These contract situations, they're in a really good spot. You obviously have paid Allen.
Yep.
But he's on one of those like Patrick Mahomes-like contracts in a sense of, I don't think you're ever going to feel like you're way overpaying your quarterback. Like, some of these, like we mentioned it yesterday, the Jags are going to feel like they overpaid Trevor Lawrence by a gazillion dollars this year if he doesn't pop.
Yeah, or Miami with Tua, or Dallas with Dak, or there's a handful of guys out there you're just like, are you worth that much and that big of a cap hit?
You don't feel that way about Josh Allen, even though it's a six-year, $330 million deal. After that, it's like three of your top five or defensive players. It's exactly the recipe I think you want. With really good financial wiggle room for them. So I think Brandon Bean's doing a really good job in Buffalo.
I'll add to that, too, that I think one of the best DNA traits for successful organizations, and it's funny, we'll talk about another team who is not doing this currently, and that is when you hit on guys that are your guys, reward them.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's
a
big part of, like, people trusting your organization and being a place where guys want to go play. Here's a second mid to late second-round pick in 2022. He's done nothing but perform at a high level on a cheap rookie contract where his days are numbered in the NFL because of the position he plays. Like, this is good business to take care of him, not only in terms of winning on the field, but also the message that it sends to guys who you're drafting of saying, if you work hard, if you have success, we'll take care of you at the back end of this. And I think it's a great incentive for your young players, and it's just good business all around.
Kyle Shanahan of the Niners was talking about health of the wide receivers, and he brought up Ayuk and where his injury timeline is.
I don't know what I've said in the past, but I kind of view all those guys around the same time, whether it's Mustafa whether it's Rourke or whether it's Brandon. They're all at different stages, but where they're at, I always see them around week six, which means that could be week 10, means it could be week five, but that's the area where I start thinking about it, which is a long ways away. I know it's not week one or anything like that, and so it's something I'm not really thinking about too much.
So it could be week five, could be week 10. It's somewhere in
it's
that.
A big difference.
Week six was the one that everybody ran with, and I'm like, yeah. He kind of said 5 through 10, so, you know, there's a lot of space there where that could happen. We knew Ayuk wasn't going to be back for week one, but it's more just how are they going to operate, how healthy can they stay around everybody else before they can get Brandon Ayuk back.
I think the benefit for them is the early portion of the schedule. Now, this is, you know, preseason thoughts, so this could change drastically. The early part of the schedule for San Francisco seems manageable. They open in Seattle in game one, which we're not quite sure what to expect from the Seahawks. Is their offensive line improved? Is Darnold going to click right away? Like, there's a lot of new things there in Seattle. And then your next three games are on the road at New Orleans, who might be the worst team in the NFL. Then you get the Cardinals at home, and then you get the Jags at home. So the first month of the season, again, this is on paper, looks relatively manageable, where you should be 2-2, 3-1, and not out of the race. It's not like you come out of the gate and you got the Commanders, the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Bengals on your schedule. It's a bit of an easy runway. I think the guy that I circle for San Francisco as the big pop candidate and a guy who they desperately need to have a big year is Ricky Pearsall. Sounds like he's had a relatively good camp when he's been out there. And then Ayuk, you hope, can be a backfill guy in the second half of the year. I'm just going to split the difference and say probably sometime around week 7 or week 8. Are you hovered around 500? Are you in the playoff race? And then you add a weapon for the back half of your season. I think that's the ideal scenario. If you're better than that, that's great. But just be in the mix by the time he gets back. They need Ricky Pearsall, though. After what he went through a year ago, I thought he showed flashes at the end of the year. Training camp reports have been solid when he's been out there, and they need him to have a big year because at wide receiver, you lose Debo. There's no Ayuk. Juwan Jennings has been relatively underrated, I would argue, his whole career. They need Pearsall to become a number one guy.
I mean, the Niners since 2017 are one of the most injury-based teams in the NFL pretty regularly.
Yep.
And I don't... You know, that's one of those weird things, like you can argue about the training staff. Some of that's also just bad luck.
Hey, Dre Greenlaw popping Achilles coming off the sideline in the middle of
in the
Super Bowl game.
Right.
Running onto the field, not during a play.
Talanoa Hufanga last year, like, yeah. Sorry, see you later.
Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey, which, you know, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, two guys I would circle and say, deathly concerned as a Niner fan that they'll stay healthy. Trent Williams is old. McCaffrey's a lot of miles on those legs. You just hope that the rest from last year and the recovery from the injury really puts them in a good spot. I mean, they're one of those simple teams. I looked at their schedule. I gave you a schedule from the game. I put it on my fridge, and I looked at it, and I did the whole win-loss in
my
kitchen.
That's a win, that's a loss.
And I'm like, 10-7?
With their schedule, it's manageable if they stay healthy.
I can see a 10-7, but also certain guys don't stay healthy.
It's easily 7-10.
7-10, 8-9, yeah. That's kind of how I feel about that team.
I mean, it's kind of who Shanahan's been his entire time in San Francisco, where there's good years, there's pop years, and then there's down years. And then you kind of forget about them going into the next year. Like, they've done this before. They've been they went to a Super Bowl and then had a top five pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Like, they've been a very up and down organization depending on health and who's available. The benefit of having those down years that they're then able to cash in on is that you get the easier schedule. Now, again, on paper, we don't know how all these teams are going to be at the start of the year, but on paper, you get a much easier schedule than you do playing a first-place schedule, and they get that benefit this year.
We had somebody saying the quiet part out loud. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, a little nugget of something we haven't discussed. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, the ladies have been waiting. The fellas have been waiting. The long-awaited Dirty Poll, top 12, 2025 college football Dirty Poll is released coming up here at the top of the hour.
Which will start on the show tomorrow. We're not going to do 25 previews. That's what we've done in years past. That's a lot. Kind of eats up the whole month. And then something breaks, and we're like, well, now we got a random guy from Baylor coming on
yeah,
that Tuesday.
I was always like...
It's complicated.
I love college football a ton, but we'd always have those random, like, what's tomorrow? NC State. And I was just like, how many people care about NC State?
NC State. Well, then especially when something breaks and we got a guest. It's a little different now with a four-hour show, but that was like, we don't want to have two guests in a three-hour show. And now it's all, you know... stacked together.
Netflix is releasing a cowboy documentary. I've actually heard it's really amazing, so I might end up watching this.
If it goes, because I think it chronicles things back to the glory days when they won 3 in 4 years and there wasn't a salary
How about them
cap,
Cowboys era?
And
yeah.
How about them Cowboys and Jerry could just stack talent like nobody's business?
I find them so insufferable that I have no desire at all to watch this.
I'll give it
Let me
shot.
Guess. They did a lot of drugs. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
They won a lot. They won
crazy
Super Bowls.
Things happened.
Crazy
that you
things
never knew
happened.
About.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jerry Jones didn't really build it because it was built long before he got there, but he takes credit for the mystique of the Cowboys. I'm kind of out on everything Cowboy right now.
Well, here was Jerry Jones on the what they call blue carpet because, you know, they're Cowboys,
Cowboys,
so it can't be red.
That's right.
Here is Jerry Jones talking about the attention of the Micah Parsons situation.
I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. It's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players, but there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion, and if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
Saying what everybody else has been saying about this
go.
Whole deal. Like
anybody that's still defending being a Cowboy fan.
They're not a serious organization. They're
no.
just not at all. He doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about Super Bowls. He cares about attention and being a 365-day-a-year soap opera.
The richest team in the league.
Can I tell you something that I don't want to say, but I have to admit, I saw a little bit of the blue carpet stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Emmanuel Acho actually said something, and I was like, damn it.
Where's he at now? He got fired.
I don't know, man. He was rocking some shades, and he was on the blue carpet.
Oh, he was on the blue carpet. Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was like a social media video.
And they basically, one of the Cowboys guys was like, what would you make of the Cowboys? He was like, he basically said, good is the enemy of great. And he's like, they're good. But some people are good with just being good.
They've been good for 10 years. They've won had a lot of playoff appearances.
They've
won
three straight 12-win seasons or whatever it was. McCarthy, like, they're a good team. I think they're going to be better this year, and they're going to be a problem for teams once in a while in the NFC. But
as long as Dak stays healthy.
I just think that's accurate. Like, he has milked this thing, and every contract thing has this big blowout. Oh, Dak might not be a Cowboy. Yeah, he will. Just sign him late. Micah, same thing. He's going to get a deal. But you drum up interest. You don't want to be the Netflix documentary that nobody watches. So
let's create some drama and some intrigue and some interest. And him just saying that out loud is just like, I wouldn't abandon my fandom. I mean, unless my team did something like sign Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
So I'm not judging swag there. But what I would say is, if I was a Cowboy fan, that quote right there, like if we were doing a show in Dallas, I would want to scream. I would want to lose my mind.
I couldn't abandon my fandom, but if anybody wanted to totally check out, not spend any money, not watch games, not go to games, not buy merchandise, like there's ways that you can silently or financially protest, if you will, that I would choose all those options. I'll give you a conspiracy theory, too. I don't even think it's that out of this world to say.
Oh, I love a sports conspiracy.
Especially after that quote that we literally just played. All I was thinking about after I saw that and heard that yesterday was this Micah Parsons thing is all manufactured.
100%.
He's just doing it to drum up interest in his Netflix show. And now the Netflix show is going to come out. And he's going to cost himself money.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care about that because he doesn't care about winning. And he'll sign Micah Parsons to an extension. And look at that. We're all going to be fine. Kumbaya. Ha ha. How big of a storyline was that going into my documentary?
That's been my read on this situation from day one. The minute this got weird, I'm like, this is all just for attention. He's going to pay him. He did this like 8 other times. Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com, a good friend of this program, wrote a really good in-depth piece. Stephen Jones was on our sister station in Dallas and was asked, like, why do you guys wait on contracts? And Stephen Jones was like, I actually don't agree with that statement. Bill Barnwell did the research. Jerry Jones, by waiting on these contract extensions, has cost the franchise $100 million.
Yeah. Plain as day.
It's all just...
it's bad business.
How do I get Stephen A. on TV yelling about us with a cowboy hat on?
You see who they had yelling about it yesterday on First Take?
No, I didn't. No, I don't watch First Take.
I don't either, but they popped up in my algorithm. Denzel Washington was on First Take.
I did see that.
Yeah, he was there with Spike Lee.
Yeah, they were. I don't know.
They got a new movie, I guess.
I figured there was some promotional
Swag
thing.
Was bagging on Denzel's head.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. He's like, oh, what's wrong with Denzel's head? I go, he just shaved it.
You know, like Denzel's...
It wasn't... No, he's better with hair. Much better with hair.
I don't
hair.
Think he has like. I think he has the ability to do that anymore.
Yeah. I think he's bald.
He's Morgan Freeman. Like, Morgan Freeman had hair forever, and he doesn't have it anymore, so he shaved it.
He's bald.
I don't think he looks bad.
Was he bald for the role, or is he bald because he's balding?
No, he's bad. He was bald in The Equalizer. He's been bald for a
minute. Yeah, but I don't know
minute.
If that was that for the role, or was that, like, I don't see Denzel a lot out of movies.
Well, I don't know how bad he's balding, but I would assume if you're going skin bald, it's because maybe it's not as thick or nice as you once had it.
Very well could be.
I mean, he had a great afro, and he got game.
He did.
Not everybody keeps it forever, man.
It was funny to see him just railing on Jerry Jones and being a Cowboys fan. Not all money is good money, Jerry. No, it's not. You're ruining a franchise, but you're getting richer by the year. Valuations came out today. I saw in an article they're like,
oh, the top
$12 billion
team,
or something. I'm like, yep, that sounds about right.
Now, I know it's LA. You agree with the Rams being the second most expensive franchise in the NFL? Because
no, I don't. How much of that has to do with the stadium?
Do they own the stadium?
I think they own the stadium.
That's what I wonder.
I think Kroenke has built that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Spanos, like,
so that goes into the valuation.
Dude, yeah, he
of
rents.
Rents.
Spanos doesn't have that kind of money, dude. Yeah.
I think it was the Cowboys, the Rams.
Can I live in your basement? Sure, come on in.
I think the Patriots were in that. My Niners were in there. Because I lived a dream for the weekend where, like, what if I was worth $13 billion?
Could I buy that for
Could I get Jed York the hell out of here?
I mean, the Bears, I think, should be up there. I know the success isn't there.
I don't think they were on the list.
Just the, I go to, the, like, the legacy franchises. That's where my mind goes, of where you can make money if you're successful and the amount of fans that exist and the passion that exists, like the Packers, the Bears.
Cowboys, Rams, Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
Patriots, Niners.
Okay.
Those are the five most valuable franchises, according to Sportico's annual NFL valuations.
The Cowboys will always be number one, and that's all that matters to Jerry Jones.
It is the release of something long awaited. College football season is here. It's upon us. The Dirty Poll makes its debut next hour two. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 in the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.